Hi, everybody. Oh, God, I was speaking at the top of each other. Hi, everybody. Well,
fighting there to say hi to everybody. Yeah, you okay?
Yes, here we are Thursday. So we're hurtling towards the weekend, halfway through May.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah, over half. Yeah, it is. Oh, my goodness, halfway. It's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
Like another 4 weeks or something, or 5 weeks. Someone was saying yesterday at the school, you know.
The kids are off.
Yeah, like at the end of June. So, yeah, it would be 4 weeks, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's mad. And then you've got 2 months with them at home.
Yeah. I know.
Which I suppose is all right once you get this swing of it. But it's hard for people, isn't it, who work full-time and everything like that. It is, because
I get people to mind them and all that kind of stuff.
But
it just goes so fast. I think when they start school, just because it is, literally.
Well, this time next year, Casey will be getting ready to leave school.
Yeah, she'll be in P7.
She'll be getting ready to leave and go to whatever school she's going to.
And P3, even that is kind of scary.
P3, I mean, my God, you've years to go before you're free.
Oh, I know. You've
years to go
before you're
free.
I know, but it's just like, how'd you even end up in P3? It just is really crazy, isn't it? Because in school years it goes so fast, so it means like it just seems like life is, you know what I mean, isn't it weird,
just trundles along,
it goes faster or something. But yes, no, that was yeah, so we're all good. It's just 1-1-1, you know, 1-1.
Oh, right.
3-1s, sorry.
I know, I was looking at you pointing at the screen and I'm going, oh my God, if we messed this up again. So this is Thursday and we have been talking this week in our posts about desires, and by desires we mean goals and your hopes for the future, and what it is that you actually want from your life. It doesn't have to be a massive big goal. It could kind of be, you know, what is it that you actually want? How is it that you want to feel?
Yeah.
What is it that you want in the future? You know, and it's sometimes very hard, I think, to kind of go, oh, what are my desires? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because we all kind of go to, oh, I'd love more, I'd love a bigger house, or I'd love a better car,
more
I'd love
money,
loads of holidays and all things. That stuff. But really what we're trying to get you all to think about is how is it that you want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think whenever you feel good, then it's easier to enjoy the life that you actually have while still striving for more
whatever
improvement and more of,
whatever.
So it's sort of interesting, isn't it? And we'll put a couple of polls up yesterday on Instagram and Facebook, because we kind of know that the four sort of ones that lots of people talk to us about is that people have a desire to have more health, more happiness, more money, and more peace. But then there's also things like people want more time.
More
and
freedom.
They want more freedom. But it's even then, I think it's quite hard to put that in a box.
It is.
Because I was
and
kind
I think
of,
that's why, I guess, that we were kind of talking yesterday about this, weren't we? And it was kind of hard when you say it, and it's such a big thing, you know, I want more, and it just makes it seem so big and out of reach that it's kind of hard to even
put
one foot in front of the other to do it, you know, isn't it? But if you actually break that down and start there and come back to where you are now, and then,
I think a good place to start is actually, you know, how would I be happier if I felt a certain way? You know, would that make my life improved if I felt healthier, if I felt happier, if I had more peace, if I was more content, if I felt free? You know, those aren't really things that are tangible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to touch those, and but you can feel those.
Yeah.
And I think once you begin to feel those, then you know you're on the right path.
Yeah.
But it's just hard, I think. You know, people talk about this all the time. You see it all over Facebook, Instagram, you know, goals, goals, goals. And quite often those are tangible goals. They're things that you want a better job, or, you know, you want a six pack. But really, all of that comes if you feel happier.
Yeah.
And you do feel healthier, and you do feel that you can find the time to
do
the things you need to do.
Well, I mean, a lot of the time, and a lot of the people, I don't know about you, and, you know, but if you're not in a good... Well, for me, for example, you know, I would have thought that my goal, my desire would have been to just keep exercising, keep my body a certain size, you know, that would have been kind of, I guess, my goal or my desire. As well as obviously more money, so I would have worked, you know, a lot and whatever else. So actually, like, when I look back, I wasn't unhappy at all, you know, but I was very chaotic in my mind.
Yes.
And I was a bit stressed out, I guess, and I was a wee bit rigid with everything, and I was a bit...
Which meant that you weren't relaxed totally, that you weren't totally in the moment.
And I wasn't in flow, and yeah. I was feeling, then if I did feel, I was feeling a wee bit annoyed at myself, so maybe we would have taken it out, not like really bad, but on Greg and the kids.
But I think that's honest, and we've all been that, where you just know you haven't been a great person that particular day. You haven't been a great mum, you haven't been a great partner, you haven't been a great friend, you know.
So it was definitely a lot more up and down, and it was definitely that my emotions were pinned on the external thing.
Yes.
Whereas now, having been so many kind of people forced
can relate to that, I'm sure,
to kind of go in and that is the hard bit, but we're not really still enough to even understand or think about what we want, or to sit in peace and listen to your thoughts, are we? But the change from then to now has kind of just been, you know, a calmness and a peaceness inside me.
Acceptance of you.
Which is taking practice.
Yeah.
And taking a bit of work. And it still is. Like, we'll go to the gym 3 times a week, 4 times a week to change our body, or to get the body that we want, don't we? Or to keep fit or healthy, or whatever your reason is. But it's the same kind of thing that I know I need to do in my mind. Yeah, otherwise,
I think everyone needs to be aware of that. Because we go to the gym once. You don't see any changes. No. Nothing changes. No. You've got to keep on at it. You've got to consistently go in order to see, etc. So Kerry's absolutely right. In order to feel the changes in how you feel and what you believe and all those things, you've got to practice. Mm-hmm. You've got to actually make a conscious effort to make these wee small adjustments.
Yeah. You know? And it still is a bit chaotic, but I feel like it's a bit more flowing and a bit more level rather than crazy up and down. And I feel now I'm actually doing all the same things externally now after going round and round about, but you know, I'm still training, and I feel a bit more like just I'm doing it in a different way. I'm not doing it because I need to do it. I'm not doing it because I need to be a certain size, and I'm actually like a fit and healthy, you know, size, and I'm happy with myself. You know, I don't know, it's weird, but that's the hard bit. It's just changing it, and it means we kind of strive so much, don't want to be... Well, I heard a quote or something. Well, I'm not even trying to say the quote. I know. But, you know,
if
something is like outside of us, you're always going to be chasing. And it kind of feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you go, even for example, you get so excited for Christmas, and then it comes and it's like, is that it? You know, it's kind of like a build, isn't it? You get a new job and you're like, what next?
But that's you the thing. You get a new car. That's the thing. Next? We all want the end goal right now. But if we could, and this is hard as well, and at all, you know, it's weird, but if it's like enjoy the process, but actually enjoy the thing that you've chosen to do, because if you don't, then it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, you're not going to stick to it, are you?
So if you hate going to the gym, don't go.
Yeah, don't do it.
The worst possible thing that you can do. You can find other things that will impact you in the same
way. And just because we sell Anne down the street's going to the gym 7 days a week, that means nothing.
Yeah.
She could be the unhappiest girl in the world with the nicest body.
Yeah, I think that's we all spend so much time doing things that we don't actually enjoy.
Yeah.
And because of that, then how can you be happy?
How can you be happy? And we were just saying yesterday, I mean, so many people, and, you know, I always love my work. I did, but it's okay. There's none left.
I'm having a mint.
And there's none left for me. So she'll just have to make do with my death breath. But, you know, I was saying yesterday, if you were, for example, getting up in the morning, you know, running around ragged in the morning, going to a job you really didn't like that much. You were 8 hours there, spending an hour in traffic on the way home, coming home to be crazily busy with dinners and everything else. It would be quite hard to fit any happy time in, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, that isn't going to change, is it?
No.
It doesn't change unless you do something to change it, which is hard. That's the hardest thing in the world. I'm not saying quit your job and move to Alaska. No,
but you can find small things that you can do that's going to elevate your mood and to make your life more enjoyable and more about you as opposed to more about everything else. And I think what you said before about us not being aware, that's also true, because we don't know how we feel.
No.
We kind of just go, good, bad, fine, not fine, whatever.
Yeah, there's only like 5 emotions that we ever always talk about, isn't there? And there's so many.
Yeah, it's more. It's weird. It is weird, and it all takes work, and I don't know if we're actually making any sense.
I think we're making as much sense as we normally do. So yeah.
I think it's just, you know, when it comes to desires, which is what this week is kind of about, it's, you know, just maybe pick 2 or 3 things that you would love to achieve, do, or feel before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then just have, think about what you would have to do, what would have to change in order for you to achieve those things.
Mm-hmm.
What small things could you begin to do?
And that's exactly it. It's small things. And it's not always, because we always kind of think, okay, we want to lose weight, for example, because, you know, that's a big, that's massive a big thing, isn't it? Okay, so we want to lose weight. So we join the gym and we join the Jason plan and we don't drink and we do this and we do so many different big massive things that makes you a completely different lifestyle.
Sucks the joy out of your life.
Sucks the joy out of life, and it makes you completely different to who you were 2 minutes ago. And yeah, that's not going to last, because you're just going to be fighting that battle constantly between who you are, what you like doing, what you don't like doing, what
I'm
you need to do.
I'm feeling quite pissed off actually, because you feel like you're not really doing what you want to do.
Yeah, and then if you do lose all the weight, you actually have like this realization, like, oh, I have to keep doing this forever more because I'm not going to stay this
because
size
you haven't allowed your brain to kick into the behavioural changes that you can make in a very easy way.
Yeah.
Actually, that will make loads of difference.
Yeah, and it doesn't need to be that strict.
It doesn't need to be this restrictive way that we're kind of led to believe it has to be, yeah, or that we have believed that it has to be,
yeah,
for years
somewhere,
because we've all been there and we've talked about this loads. We've all been down the path, mm-hmm, of the ridiculous things.
So like even our Feel Good 30, you know, that's why we say do small things, because it isn't actually, you know, the daily practice that you're doing, it's actually the feeling that you get after doing it. It's the ticking of the box that you've done it.
Yeah.
So whether it is like,
it's the ticking of the box every day.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And those are how you kind of break some of the habits that you currently have,
yeah,
and create these new habits that aren't causing your brain to go into chaos because,
yeah,
you're hitting them with these big, huge things. It's just really small things that done over this period of time is going to enhance your life.
Yeah.
It is going to, you will feel the effects of that.
Yeah.
And
it's not always taking things out. Like, you could probably continue to do everything that you're doing right now, but adding things in.
Adding in these five practices.
And once you start doing that, like you just move a little or you drink a bit more water, you know, whatever, then you will start ticking the box, you will start feeling better, and then you can tweak and change whatever you want, but it's getting your confidence up and the trust in yourself up. Do you actually,
yeah,
show up for yourself, be consistent.
Prove that you can.
And then that's where the feelings come from. And then after that, once you build the feelings, then you feel empowered, then you feel like you could do anything, then you know what you need to change, then you know what you want,
yeah,
to do, and you're more in tune with yourself, aren't you, because you've committed.
But then you're also in the car,
in the driver's
in
seat,
the deciding,
mm-hmm,
what it is,
yeah,
that you want to do next. You pick things that work for you, that work for your life, that align with everything that you want, without kind of feeling that you have to copy everybody else.
Yeah. And just let me say one thing, like, you're not, if you've done 12 diets, 100 diets, whatever you've done, you're not a failure. It is not you. It is not your fault.
Because those bloody things are hard.
And, well, they're hard and they're designed for you to not,
yeah,
be able to stick them and to come back and to keep, you know, coming back and failing and then remembering back 3 years ago when you lost 3 stone in that thing.
Like,
so you do it again.
Slimming world,
or
things
whatever,
like that,
you know,
where it pulls.
Yeah, and
in.
I mean, it's not you, so I kind of think sometimes
we blame ourselves.
We feel like complete failures, don't,
yeah,
we, when we can't stick to things. But the only reason why we fail is because they're not ours.
They're not
our decisions.
But they're not also designed to succeed,
mm,
because they're too restrictive.
Yeah.
And they're not actually teaching you that as well. As the diet, you also need to work on your mind. You also need to work on, you know, what you want and the trust that you have and the confidence that you have, and that actually you're a good person. You're,
yeah,
okay regardless of your size, regardless of what you look like.
Yeah.
That actually you're bloody enough.
Yeah.
But you are going to make the choice to be healthier.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're going to make the choices that are going to allow you to be that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's making the behavioural changes that make you feel good.
Yeah.
Because if we don't
feel good,
you could be a size 10,
yeah,
or a 20.
I know, yeah.
And if you don't feel good,
what's the point?
Well, it's just crap.
Yeah.
Because it just kicks into everything. So really, as we always say, you do need to go in order to get out. And honestly, if you were able to fix what was going on in your mind, and if you were able to prove to yourself that actually, oh, right, okay, it's not actually supposed to be as hard as I think,
yeah,
then everything will begin to fall into place, and you will begin to slowly get to sort of the sort of get to the place that you want to be and believe what you want to believe and feel what you want to feel and actually be okay with who you are.
Yeah. And I mean, that's so good because it's a different angle. Like if you've tried something 100 times,
what's it's that clearly thing? Not working.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, and we've all been there. Like I've gone back and done the same thing over and over and over again. And it's even the same with the thoughts that we have in our head. We think the same thing over and over and over again and wonder why we still kind of
are hard on
ourselves and we're not happy with who we are. But we are, it's because we still have these thoughts because it's very hard to know how to change them. It's very hard to actually believe that you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to think that we've spent years believing all the negative crap and that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to believe all the crap.
Yeah.
So give yourselves a bit of a kick and go, right, well, if I'm choosing to believe this crap about me, I can change that to start to believe one or two small things
that I can do,
that I do good.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm a good mom or I'm a good wife or... I'm loyal, I'm kind, I'm caring. We all have a couple of things. Start to tell yourselves the things that actually you can do. Yeah. And again, we've gone off on a tangent. We're not talking about desires anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to get desires and to make goals.
It's hard to achieve the goal if you're really not happy with who you are.
From a place of, you know, self-loathing and hate and, you know,
and everybody has a story. Everybody has a thing that's going on that is important to them and that maybe holds them back. And it's true for us. Mm-hmm. It's true for everyone. And you don't have to be perfect every day. You don't have to be ticking, you know, all the boxes every day.
No, because, possible.
You know, things happen. But as Kerry said, like the program that we have now, the Feel Good to 30, the whole thing behind it, the ethos behind it, is that Kerry and I are there in the Facebook group, the private one that's going to be linked to the group every day as your coaches, as your accountability coaches, because those first few weeks are often the hardest. And we quite often think we can do it alone. These things aren't hard. We can do this alone. Mm-hmm. And I know from experience that that is actually really hard because our mind is our own worst enemy. We can talk ourselves out of stuff
out of anything
so easily. Before you know it, you have gone
down
a rabbit hole of whatever and you're going, oh, I didn't do any of those things today. So, you know, you know yourself, you did the Mourns at the weekend, Kerry climbed the 7 highest peaks of the Mourns, took her 13 hours with a group, and what you said was...
Well, I was just thinking after then, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I did put a wee story on the other day, I was like, I couldn't have done that without all, you know, the support of the other girls that were there, and a couple of guys.
Pushing you on.
But just even knowing they were there, you know, it's kind of just that support network, isn't it? So that's even the Facebook group we have, it's good because other members are going to be there, so we're all going to be together. We all want and we're all striving for the same things.
This isn't the group that we have.
No.
This is a private one that is going to be just for the people who buy into the program.
Yeah.
Go on, Kerry.
Yeah, well, that was it. Like, you know, it's the support is a massive thing. And I think even for us when we were training, like even with you and Zoe, it was great. You were able to run together. Even us, you know, training in the gym. It's kind of just good to have that somebody who is there if you're not feeling it. To kind of
it's
say,
better to be part of a gang.
It is better a good to be gang, part of a good gang.
And it is, and this, and I think this is what we wanted to do, was to just let people start small. Let them see that you don't need to be doing these massive things in order to feel improvement.
No,
and to start small, and then to feel the power within yourself, and to feel empowered.
Yeah,
to keep going.
It's, you know what? It's sometimes that I think like, it's the easy way out. It's kind of like passing over accountability to someone else. Like, I'm going to do that program. And then if you fail, it's kind of the program, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we are not giving you no workouts. We're not giving you any, like, food plans or anything like that. Because that is what you could get on YouTube for free, as we say. One click of the button and it's all there.
Yeah.
Our whole thing is you deciding what is right for you. You connect with yourself. You build in trust, confidence, and showing up for yourself every day. And that's the only answer you will ever have or need to be able to kind of go forward and do anything else in the future. Because if you keep relying on, you know, doing this diet or that workout or that work, and it doesn't fit into your lifestyle, it doesn't feel good for you, it really just, you absolutely dread it every single time, then likelihood is 6 months later,
yeah,
you're going to be back to square one.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do a slow, gradual thing that builds in fits into your life.
Building your mental strength.
Slow, small, consistent, doable, achievable, easy.
All those things, yeah. You know, it's really... Yeah, so, look, I mean, we've gone round from desires to...
Do whatever.
Dear knows what, to feel good 30. So, listen, hope in some way that helped. If you're interested at all in the programme, we're starting on the 1st of June. It's 5 daily practices for £30, so that's £1 a day for you to kickstart your wellness journey. And, you know, honestly, as we keep on saying, if you don't feel healthier and happier at the end of it, you can have it all back, have the money back. But there's so much included in it. If you go to our Facebook group, the Midlife Mojo Coaches, there is a pin post at the top that gives you like all the info of everything that's included, or reach out. And I'll pop the wee link to join in the notes for this, because I did work out how to do it last week. We're so technical now.
She is.
But anyway, so any desires or whatever that you have, just really think about them. Really think about what it is that you want. And yeah, take it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Have a lovely weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you later. Bye.